Welcome back to the Rock Your Retirement Show. Today, we are continuing our Betsy episodes. We'll get to follow alongside her retirement journey, as she is not done working yet, but will be soon. Retirement can be a wonderful opportunity to pursue new hobbies, travel, and spend more time with loved ones. Betsy has been working for many years, and like many of us, she's been eagerly waiting for the day she can retire and start her next chapter. At this point, she is only 2 weeks away from retiring from work and brimming with excitement about what's to come. She understands that there's so much more to life than work and is ready to explore.
Yeah, I am excited. My launch into my next chapter is starting soon, less than two more weeks of work to go. So I'm very excited about that. I'm referencing it as my next chapter because while I'm retiring from work, I'm certainly not retiring from life. And sometimes the word retirement just kind of conjures up images for people of, you know, you're just doing nothing. You're sitting in a rocking chair eating bonbons or something. And that's not me. While I would love to go ahead and curl up in a rocking chair and read a good book or something, to me, retirement is more about entering your next chapter and stopping full-time work and moving on to what's next in life. And I think it's all very exciting.
Betsy's excited to move on to the next chapter in her life, but she knows that retirement doesn't mean stopping everything. She has plans to stay active and involved in her community.
So I gave 6 weeks of notice from work. I decided that was a good amount of time, not too much, not too little. I have heard some stories, and I didn't think the organization I work for would do it, but I have heard some stories of sometimes when people give a large amount of notice and then they're just told, well, just go ahead and leave now. And so, yeah, that's sad that some companies do that to people. But I figured 6 months, or 6 weeks rather, was a good amount of time. My manager is only a couple years younger than me, so she was not really terribly surprised. She was very happy for me. She said she might even be not too far behind me.
As we spoke, I thought about the current shortages. It's tough for employers to find workers right now. I wondered if there was anything her boss could have said to make her stay at her current job.
While I have had some frustrations with my job over some time, it was beyond anything that could be done at work to make me want to keep working. When you have enough money and you realize time is short, you're just ready to go. So I'm excited about that. She also wanted to see if I could stay on like a few more months, but I told her, nope, I've got my plane ticket for Morocco. I'm going on this tour. And so March 2nd is my last day.
I'm looking forward to hearing about Betsy's trip to Morocco, and we'll have another episode to discuss that. Retirement is a significant milestone in one's life, and it's a time to celebrate the hard work and achievements over the years. In many workplaces, it's common for colleagues to organize a retirement party or get-together to celebrate the retirees' contributions and to wish them well in their future endeavors. In this case, Betsy mentions that she and another coworker are retiring on the same day, and she's wondering if there are any plans for a retirement party. It's important to take time to acknowledge this significant milestone and to enjoy the next chapter in their lives. One way of acknowledging this milestone is to have a retirement party or a going away party at work.
Oh, well, the other woman at work she's leaving to take another job. She's much younger than me. She's not retiring. So, there is a retirement, a luncheon and a happy hour planned for me. I think I will share my happy hour with the younger girl who's leaving to take another job. I think the luncheon should be all for me. Yeah.
We also talked about what she'll miss and what she won't miss about her job.
Just nice to spend time with colleagues, especially after all this time of through COVID, of most people have been working at home most days. Now we're kind of in a hybrid thing where people are in the office usually 2 to 3 days a week, which I think works out pretty well. But we're all kind of just getting used to going back on public transportation and being back in the office. But it's nice to see each other and nice to be in person. I'm certainly not going to miss the commute on the train, though.
But it's the people she'll miss the most.
Yeah, definitely. I feel lucky that I've worked with some very nice people.
She told me about how she's easing into retirement by exploring some interests she has in the arts.
Well, I took a couple of days off from work recently, actually, because I had some floating holidays that you have to use them or lose them. And so I felt like, in a way, those days gave me a little bit of a preview, maybe, of what retirement life could be like. I took a iPhone photography class at the Apple Store, and I don't know if you know that they have classes there. They have really good classes. I don't want to do a commercial, but if you go to just there today at Apple on their website, you can find a list of the classes. They're all free. The class I took was taught by a guy who had been in film and photography before, and he gave all kinds of tips, not only about how to just use the more advanced features on the iPhone, but also effective lighting, using the timer and things like that. Like, I didn't realize that some people, they use the timer to take selfies, because then when you're holding the phone up in front of you to take your selfie, then you don't have to struggle with trying to reach the button to to take the picture. And I also learned you could even take a picture with the volume button on your phone. So there was just like a ton of like really interesting tips, and it was fun to take the class. So I want to sign up for some more of those types of things. They have a video class and more advanced photography classes and other things like that. So that falls into my continuous learning goal of my retirement objectives.
One of the things that I did when I moved into my retirement community was to get involved in the community itself, and I also increased my physical activity level. Betsy and I explored these options as well. It's important to remember that retirement planning is a long-term process that involves careful financial planning and considering how you want to spend your time and stay engaged in your community. While retiring early may be appealing, it's important to ensure that you have the resources and plans to support a fulfilling retirement lifestyle. And for those who may not be able to retire just yet, there are still ways to incorporate more balance and enjoyment into your life, such as taking up new hobbies or pursuing interests outside of work. But even if you have done a ton of planning, there is still some hesitation when it comes to pulling the trigger.
It does make you kind of feel a little bit weird.
When Betsy told her coworkers that she was retiring, she received a range of reactions, but she knew that she was making the right choice for herself. Some people retire so that they can make time for the people they care about, especially as they get older and may need more assistance. Visiting with elderly family members can be a meaningful and rewarding experience. It's also a reminder to cherish the time that we have with our loved ones and to make the most of every moment. Taking the time to brighten someone's day, even in a small way, can make a big difference in their life and in ours as well.
And then also on my time off, I spent some time with my mother-in-law, which was really nice. She's in an assisted living facility, and it's just nice to spend time with her. And I was talking with some of the other elderly people. Yeah, it just felt good, kind of brightened someone's day.
One thing that we've talked a lot about on this show is the social aspect of retirement. Having a social support system can be so beneficial during retirement. It's great that Betsy has friends who are also retiring or are already retired, as they can spend time together and engage in activities that they enjoy. Having a sense of community can help combat feelings of loneliness and isolation that some retirees may experience. It's also an opportunity to try new things and to have new experiences with like-minded individuals.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm lucky, too, that I have a couple other friends who are also retired or retiring soon. So I'll have people to go out to lunch with or go for a bike ride with and that type of thing, which will be nice.
But one thing that can backfire in retirement is over-planning. This happens a lot where I live because we have over 150 clubs and groups. So people come here, they join all of them, and then they find out they don't have time to kick back and relax. We need time and space in our lives to slow down and to reflect. I call this white space because of the blank white space in my calendar. Personally, I have to plan this white space out, and it looks like Betsy is planning it out too.
I want to read more. My husband and I watch a lot of TV in the evenings, which will probably continue in my retirement. But it'd be nice, you know, in the daytime to read a book, especially like in the summer, like sit outside and read, that kind of thing.
Although we don't usually talk about money on this show, we also talked about the stock market. Watching the stock market can be an interesting activity for some people, especially those who are invested in it or simply interested in finance. For some, it's a relaxing activity, but for others, it's stressful.
Sometimes at 3 o'clock, I watch the closing bell of the stock market too. I kind of interested in watching it just for like 5 minutes when they ring the bell and then they talk about what went well and what didn't go well for the day. January was good, and they often say, what is it, the saying, how goes January is how goes the year, or something like that.
So it looks like she's talking about January setting the stage. And speaking of setting the stage, I'm always interested to find out what the plans are with your spouse. There can be a higher divorce rate after retirement, so it's very important to have conversations with your spouse prior to the big day.
Well, he's not retiring yet. He's going to work a few more years, about 3 years. Yeah.
I asked her if he would be relying on her for social activities when he retires, since she'll likely be filling up her schedule in the next 3 years without him.
Yeah, my husband's not like that. He's actually more the social planner in our household than I am. It's a ways until he retires too. I mean, we have talked about, would we want to move to someplace with a warmer climate or lower cost of living, that type of thing. And probably eventually, yeah.
Retirement planning is not only about financial aspects, but also about lifestyle and personal preferences. We believe that it's important for couples to have open communication and discussions about their retirement plans, including where they want to live and how they want to spend their time. These conversations can help ensure a smooth transition into retirement and a fulfilling retirement lifestyle. For Betsy, it means that she'll be getting more involved in her community with volunteer work. Volunteering can be such a fulfilling and rewarding way to spend your retirement years. It's important to find something that you're passionate about. But whatever your preference, there are plenty of organizations, and it's worth taking the time to research and find the right fit for you.
Yeah. And I do want to do some volunteer work as well, but I haven't figured out exactly what that looks like or how often, you know, like what I would want to commit myself to, if I'd want to commit myself to something that was on a regular basis or just do it kind of more sporadically as time permits, that sort of thing. I've helped at the food pantry in the past, maybe something with animals, like there's a cat shelter potentially. I know somebody who did some volunteer work at the USO, and that was at the airport. And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to do. So kind of like welcoming people, that kind of thing. So I don't know, I'm just kind of exploring things.
There are so many different opportunities out there, from working with animals to helping out community centers or other nonprofits. Also, it's a great way to meet new people and to make new connections in your community.
I'm just working, like trying to get things wrapped up at work. There's actually another coworker of mine just announced that she's leaving as well. And actually, she's leaving on the same day as I am. So I feel kind of badly for my boss and for another coworker who are going to get stuck with everything.
It can be tough when multiple people leave a job around the same time, especially if they have important roles within the company. So it's crucial to try to leave things as organized and as easy to manage as possible for those who will be taking over the responsibilities. A lot of people feel guilty when they leave. This is normal, but don't let it stop you. You have the next chapter in your life to start.
So I'm trying to wrap things up and put together lists of everything that I do and links to resources of like how to find information on this project and that project, that type of thing. Yeah. Oh, and then my friend who is going to Morocco with me, for a while, I thought she was maybe not going to be able to go because she was experiencing some back issues. So I was really sad because I really want to go on the trip with her. It is a tour, so I'd be okay if she didn't wind up going because I'd meet new people on the tour and that kind of thing. But it looks like now that the steroid injection that she had for her back is working, and it looks promising that she's going to be able to go on the trip. So that makes me happy.
I asked her if she would still have gone without her friend.
Yeah. I mean, I am a very independent person. I've traveled solo before and gone on tours on my own before. So yeah, she was saying of all of my friends who could handle doing that, you're one who could, but it looks like now I'm not going to have to then because I'm much happier to go on the trip with her and experience it together so we can share in the memories and the photos. And so she and I have been talking quite a bit and, learning about things related to Morocco, like the currency. And hey, apparently you can't get Moroccan money in the United States in advance because it's a closed currency. We're going to be going to like a lot of the marketplaces and things like that in Morocco. So I have been trying to think about what I might want to buy there. I guess one popular thing to buy there is called a pouf. It's like a leather thing that's stuffed with foam or beads or something. It's kind of like a little footrest or a little stool to sit on. But apparently tourists buy it a lot because you can buy it unstuffed. So then it's just kind of this little flat piece of leather that easily fits into your suitcase. And then you bring it home and stuff it. And
she also found out that she's taking the trip with perfect timing.
Yeah. Oh, and actually it turned out that the trip fell over my stepson's spring break from college. He's a freshman. So my husband and my son are going to go on a trip of their own. That's good. It's nice for them to just have some father-son time too.
That's great that her husband and son will get to have some quality bonding time during her trip. It's important to have those kinds of experiences and create memories together.
Right. Well, I think another thing I want to focus on more in my retirement is really just reconnecting with old friends and staying in better touch with people. I know I haven't been as good about that as I should be. So maybe if I set a goal of like every week reaching out to a few people or something like that. I have like friends from college that are all around the country. I did do a girls trip with some friends from college this summer, which was nice. I hadn't spent time with them for a long time. I want to do more of that.
It's always nice to catch up with old friends and reminisce about old times. And planning trips can be a great way to make new memories and have new experiences together. to the listener, it sounds like she has some exciting things coming up with planning trips with friends, especially her trip to Morocco and her retirement celebration. We're looking forward to hearing all about it on the next episode of the Rock Your Retirement Show.